So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And this podcast is going to have fun today on the first day of 2020. And I'm super excited to bring in the new year with you. Thank you for listening this last year. It was such a transitional year for me. And let's do a meditation to help us have clarity for the visions we've been given. And we're being asked to step up in a big way. And I can sense this globally. And I work with people that are very potent and powerful. And every level of everyone I'm working with is showing us to step up clearly and to be stronger in who we are. And to forgive ourselves for the things that we did when we didn't know as much. Or forgive ourselves for mistakes that we've made. So in the light of all that is holy, of all that is, in the light of God, as we stand here, let's release some of the 2019 and before pain. Yeah, let's let go of some of the jailers in our lives. So the people that we chose and we put into place to be mean to us so we could learn something. Yeah, that's gotten a bit old, hasn't it? Let's let that go, please. Nice. And really let the abundance of you show up. Recognize you are fully abundant. You have access to all the wealth on the planet by being you. Have you been limiting yourself to a tiny corner of the piece of the pizza and not having a whole slice? What is it that you've not let yourself have? That if you could allow yourself to experience, would change everything. Just reach out and taste that, would you please? And invite one new thing into 2020. And I was shown two last night in my meditation, and wow. And I have to tell you, I do like to have a glass of wine, and New Year's Eve is the one night of the year when I don't drink. Or not the only night, but one of the kind of nights where I stay quiet and keep my energy clear so that I can indeed perceive and know intuitions that will guide me into the future and help uplift my family and myself. And those who are traveling on this journey with me. So in this 2020 meditation, I'd like you to put in your third eye, just kind of place gently, I usually do put it into my third eye, but I'm not going to say you have to. You could put it like a foot in front of you if that felt better for you. So something that will show you evidence that things are moving and shifting in the right direction. So I'm going to go ahead and do that myself. So take a deep breath. Invite that new thing in. Ah, very nice. Very nice. Remember back to a time when you wanted to grow something, when you wanted to nourish something. And remember that sense of needing to grow it, but also choosing to grow it carefully or well. And so do that as you look at your life in 2020. See yourself growing things that you'd like to grow and taking care of things you'd like to take care of, where it's growing rapidly and yet it's growing with grace and ease. And just now picture yourself a year from now, 2021. Picture it's January 1st, 2021. And all the things that have changed because of things that you've put into motion now. Very good. And as you put that one thing in your mind's eye that would symbolize to you that things are shifting. Now, this is going to be kind of weird because we're kind of in a meditative state, but I'd like you to ask yourself for it. One inspired action you can take that would shift that into your awareness, that would shift that into being for you. Okay? So I don't know what that is. It's a mystery. Very nice. Just get shown one inspired action you can take towards having that thing that you've been asking for. And now I'd like to ask you to look at those things that you'd like to grow this year. So that might be your business, or it might be your relationship with your children or your spouse, your significant other. It might be you'd like to grow your health or your wealth. Whatever it is that you say that you'd like to grow, And I put that word say in on purpose. See how it translates to actions. Then put those actions into your day, into each and every day. There you go. Very nice. I really appreciate you listening to this show. It's gone through a lot of changes already in its baby life, and it's very excited that you keep coming back and downloading episodes and learning because we're always on the learning curve. So thank you again for coming. This is Erica Glessing. I hope that your 2020 is fantastic and brings you everything you've been seeking. And you can find out a little bit more about me if you like at ericaglessing.com.